going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We don't know where Wiggins is! They had nobody! We're warriors!
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Where Wiggins is either right now. You didn't hear it. They just played your, I don't know where Wiggins is. He's in Miami. Have they been eliminated yet?
No, they play tonight.
I can't stand the East. It's the worst. It's the worst.
Listen where the champs reside.
Yeah. Okay. No, they do.
But I hear you.
I'll take Boston and Cleveland, but other than that, and Indiana, because they're my team, but I don't know.
Look at our guy, Billy. What's up, baby?
There's Billy from ATCO.
Yes, sir.
And I'll use that as a reminder that Guru and I are at the Agape Golf Tournament. We are at Stone Tree Golf Club, presented by ATCO Pest Control. That's where we are today. We'll be here 10 to 2. All proceeds benefit the North Bay and Golden Gate Regional Centers, as well as the San Francisco Autism Society of the Bay Area. And we're talking about the Golden State Warriors and the Houston Rockets. 2-1, the Warriors lead the series. And we'll see if they can go up 3-1 tonight. Jimmy Butler, I got to believe he's going to be close to a game-time decision. We'll find out if he plays or not a little bit later.
I need a favor from you.
Well,
any Warrior fan like myself, predicated on the outcome of tonight's game, but Steiny, when can you start maybe looking down the road saying, my goodness, they got action?
I'd say...
because I feel that way now.
I'd say after they win a second round.
Mm. I'm going to do it before. That's why.
No, I know you are.
Steiny, I'm you've telling
already,
you, man.
You've already done it.
Yeah.
You did
Western
it.
Shasky got it. Finals. I got Western Conference Finals. Yeah. But every day the game that goes by, it doesn't sound ridiculous. Like, we've been here before.
Yeah, I'm still watching these games. And by the way, if you're watching the games, you finally realize – there's nothing going on with Steph Curry and the officials. Every single game is being officiated the same way. And you know what? I actually think that the NBA might be onto something. And I don't know if it was intentional or not. But I think the idea that the playoffs are different than the regular season, I think it's working in the league's favor right now. Because I think that fans have gotten a little tired of all the three-point shooting, all the 135, 130.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, but I actually feel like these playoffs are a breath of fresh air.
No, I love the physicality. Olivia Newton-John is my girl. Rest in peace to the queen. But the bottom line is, if it's across the board, I'm all for it. But if we watch missed call after missed call, like Josh Hart fouling Tim Hardaway Jr. on a jump shot, Stani, then the NBA does have a problem because the Knicks battled back. But that was a missed call, and the pool report's going to come out. Shout out Jordan. That report's going to come out and say that the refs missed a call, and you just can't have that on this level.
Yeah, they already said it. They already said that they missed a foul call on Tim Hardaway's potential game-winning three-pointer. 888-957-9570. Let's go to T in Oakland. What's going on, T? How you doing? All right, we got an issue or two with T, but that's all right.
Call back, buddy.
The one thing. Okay, T, what's going on? T in Oakland. How you doing, buddy?
The town.
Hey. Yeah. Man, I'm good. How are you guys?
Hey,
good.
Hey.
First of all, I got to start out by saying this. I know you guys might not agree with this, but Steiny, you and Guru are like therapists. You give us sports fans an opportunity to call in and vent or talk about sports, and I think that's real important.
Cool.
Right?
Man,
so I really dig you guys up for that.
Thank you.
You know, I call almost every day. But Friday, you asked me a question, and the question was what I thought about how the Warriors were playing. And my thing was, for Jonathan, I said it, and I'm going to say it again, Jonathan plays too timid. You know, it's like he plays scared, you know. But I think what he did the other day, it helped us in some type of way. It helped us because we won the game. And I'm going to keep on saying it. I'm never going to disagree with a guy who has 9 championships in Steve Kerr. Mm. Whatever decision he makes, being a fan, I'm going to ride with it. He hasn't proved me wrong yet because he's out coaching Udoka right now. And I just think that in order for us to move forward, and I'm going to hesitate right here, I love Draymond's energy, but we got to cut down on them turnovers. And the ones I'm talking about are the stupid ones. You know, the stupid turnovers. I mean, I understand turnovers are part of the game, but sometimes we get the ball up and we don't need to. Mm. I appreciate Steph's brilliance in the sense of how he moves into the game. He's not whining. He's not crying. And let Houston keep playing the way they're playing. We don't need to change how we play either. If the referees don't make the calls, they don't make the calls, because I think that gives the Warriors an edge because of their championship DNA, if I could say it like that. I know everybody hesitates when you talk about DNA, but I see it in the Warriors. It starts with Laker, it goes into the general manager's office, and it's definitely with Steve Kerr. And then you got the consistency of Draymond Green and Steph Curry. Got to give Looney some credit as well. Teams will look at the Warriors and try to build their teams based on how the Warriors are going about doing their business. And then, you know, Robin is here now. So I'm thankful that we have some success going on right now. And I look forward to tonight. You know, we can really put a stranglehold on it tonight if we get the win. So
there you go.
Yep, appreciate it. Appreciate it, T.
Yeah.
And I bet you a lot of Warrior fans disagree with T saying if they're calling it this way, keep calling it this way, and I think it's fine. I actually think it's fine, too, at least in this series. I'm telling you, the more physical the series, I think it'll end up in the more skilled team's hands. Because if both teams are playing physical, who's likely to score more? The team with the skilled players like Curry and Butler, or a team like the Rockets that is offensively challenged?
Yeah, I love that. I love how you phrased it. So I'm going with the skill players. But I get you don't go here where I'm about to go, Stani, but there's just something about, and I'm focused on Steph right now, and kudos just for the Warriors team and Steve Kerr. They have not played into, the fans have, they have not played into the, oh, we're getting held, they're tugging, they're doing the chef wrong, and it just means more to me when Steph goes out and scores 31, 36 points last night, and they're not going down that rabbit hole of, oh, it's me, they're fouling. And that's what I love. Like, just go win the game. And you talk about Steph again, building up that body, adding those muscles. And Stani, I love that they've been as quiet as a church mouse, not feeding into that. And they're going out handling business.
Let's go to Scott in Pleasanton. Hey, Scott, how you doing, man?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drive deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Good, Steiny. Steiny Goo, thanks for having me on the call. I think there's two things. One, this is a beautifully coached game. You look at what Udoka did in the first half. He really disrupted the offense of the Warriors if you run the tape. They could do very little, and they really did a ball prevention on Green. So Curry had a hard time as they blitzed him to find an alternative to Green to get the flow and the rhythm of the offense going. They kept Post and Pajemski really uncomfortable in the three-point by jumping at them and making them kind of dive to the rim and not having the length to finish, especially for Bods. But you can tell that Post was not comfortable. So they did some adjustments, right, on the offensive side. They brought in GP2 to come and do the screen and the dive to the hoop. That was a big one. The other one was, you know, they really needed Heal this game, and he was able to spread the court and hit some big shots for them. And Curry obviously had the most efficient game, right? He did a phenomenal efficient game, which is important, 37 points. I believe it was like almost 48% shooting, which is great from the distance he's shooting from. Defensively, they've done a phenomenal job by flipping the script. You're going to touch Curry. We're going to touch Green. We're going to put GP2 on Green and make him feel comfortable for court. We're going to grab him. Because you're not going to call it on our side. Okay, we're going to play the same way the other side. And it worked. You could tell that Green was uncomfortable with GP2 playing real close on him and really touching him up because he didn't have anybody that played that close, preventing him from getting a run. That was important. They also did some studies on Şengün in the second half. They brought in Looney, and they rather than let Şengün get to the hoop or the rim, which is he's a great closer, they made him take that 4 or 5 footer,
yep,
get some length with Looney, and then Post coming in and being a defensive disruptor, which was amazing to see his defensive play. So they did some studies there. They said, Thompson, all game, go ahead and take that 18-plus footer. You're not going to make it. That's going to help us on the rebound. It's going to help us stabilize some of the rebound differential. You know, we got to be excited for Post, not scoring all but 2 points, but But having 12 rebounds and 4 assists and being a defensive disruptor in the paint, you talk about the realm of possibility. I didn't even think that was in the realm of possibility. You got a 7'2 guy that's going to be able to do that and spread the court. Even though he had 2 points, that really puts a lot of pressure on the other side. So, you know, it's a great to see. I'll tell you one thing. We will need Butler because Curry's going to have a hard time coming in and repeating what he did this last game. And the other thing, too, is you can't have 22 points with 6 minutes left to go in the first half. Man. I just think Udoka's going to make enough adjustments where he's going to put more points on the board, which will put more pressure on the Warriors. You guys have a good one, and let's go Warriors.
Good stuff, Scott. Yeah, appreciate the call, for sure.
And that's why I keep saying, Stoney, 19 points. The first 19 minutes of this ball game, the Rockets had held the Golden State Warriors in that offense to 27 points. Then you get to halftime, and you're only up 3.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Game 4 tonight. You can hear it all on 95.7 The Game. Tip-off is at 7, but start your night at 6. Warriors live, and obviously at 2 o'clock. Willard and Dibs will come in to take you to 6 o'clock.
Live from Splash.
That's right.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mr. Lee. Mr. Lee in Fairfield. What's up, Mr. Lee? How you doing?
Fellas, my favorite two brothers during the afternoon. Hey, man, I think the call earlier took a little of my thunder about the G League, man, and Kuminga Green. And this question is for you, Guru and Steiny. Name a G League guy who's had an impact on the league over the past 6, 7, 8 years.
Jordan Poole.
I just don't like these guys.
Yeah, Jordan Poole?
Jordan Poole. No. Straight out of high school G League.
Oh, okay, gotcha, gotcha.
I'm talking about these guys saying, I'm ready to make the dollar today, because that kid went to Michigan. So he got coached under a Hall of Fame kind of basketball coach. And these guys that, in my opinion, chase the dollar sooner than later, I feel like they always fall short. And Steiny, you talked about being patient with that Houston team. Keep in mind, Wembanyama going to be back. Keep in mind, Cooper Flagg going to be back, going to be in the league. So every time you're saying, wait another couple of years for some of these kids, you're going to have another one or two elite kids who may have went to school for a while who's going to impact the game greater than some of these guys that we're trying to be patient with this G League and G League and G League. No one from the G League has shown me anything yet because all they know to do is come in and score. I'm the elite scorer. I'm ready to score. I'm ready to score. They don't know the game. You're not getting pressed to learn the game a particular way because you're not around some of these great college coaches who are going to say, hey, son, you're not going to play that many minutes. You got to play like this. You got to learn the game before we let you get out there. We see so many these McDonald All-American kids, when they get to college, even their game changes because they're used to playing for some AAU team. Now, McDonald All-American, they get to a big-time college, Duke, North Carolina, and a lot of times they don't show up that well because the game is played a different way, i.e. the Warriors, old Bobby Knight. You didn't have the guys always jumping out of the gym when you had Bobby Knight. But the guy set the screen, the guy made the pass, the guy rolled, the guy dived, and he scored. That's how you play basketball.
Yeah. Hey, Mr. Lee, great points. And, and that's why when I'm talking about Jalen Green, again, I don't know anything about him personally. Well, I don't know how hard he works, but you're right. The only way to stay ahead of the competition is to work and get better by next year. And again, I think if the Rockets, if the Rockets core is a bunch of good guys and professionals, then I think they got a future.
Yeah. And to his points, Donnie, I agree with a lot, but right now, regardless, because we're talking about the Warriors as one of the best defensive teams in the league, and they're showing that with Jimmy Butler, right? But I don't want to get it misconstrued. Jalen Green is a baller, and he had a hell of a season. So I'm not going to rip him for not being Kevin Durant or that polished yet. But to the caller's point, he's further along than Jonathan Kuminga. So I have to say, Steiny, that right now that arrow is pointed up for Jalen Green and the route that he's taken to get to the league And if you're correct and you want to watch this thing play out and he's a gym rat, then the best is coming in regard to Green.
Best better be yet to come.
And Willard and Dibbs are live from the team store. I said Splash.
Partner. Okay. Yeah. Thanks for clearing that up. Let's go to Schlepprock. What's going on, Schlepp? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Got to be quick because I got like 44 tons. 101, but here's the thing. Can I give you the three reasons why I think the Warriors didn't lose?
Go ahead.
First off, they didn't play like a small team, even though they were. They put Post in there, so they weren't really, really that small team, but they didn't allow second, third, and sometimes fourth shots, offensive shots, you know, so they boxed out, they got rebounds, and they didn't turn the ball over. Those are my three main reasons. And they free-throw the guys this time. Cut down their turnovers. I want Dylan Brooks. I don't know when his contract is up or whatever. If it's next year or the year after, I want that dude on my squad because he's been showing me that he's more of a baller than I thought he was, and I just like that mentality. If Draymond Green plays another couple more years, can you imagine both of them on the same squad? And here's my question as I depart. Are we not lucky here in the Bay Area with our broadcasters that broadcast these sports? That call that Kuiper made at the walk-off, that's
incredible,
epic, man. That's epic.
Incredible.
If you guys could play that one more time before you guys exit, I'd love it because we've been blessed out here when it comes to announcers. I'll talk to you guys later, man.
All right.
Appreciate it, Schlepp.
Stoddy, he's on fire, but that was one hell of a call, man.
888-957-9570 is the number. Game four tonight at Chase Center. And Jimmy Butler will await his status. I get the feeling it's leaning in a positive direction, but I kind of thought that about Saturday, too, so I don't want to pretend that I know what's going on.
I'm
going
to shock you. What if I told you your partner's not scared if he plays or he doesn't play? The fact that they're – and again, I got to be careful here. It's the offs. They don't have one to throw away, but technically they got one to play with. And if you want to just air and give him more rest for that contusion, that pelvic contusion, or what ails him, Stani, I'm with it. And I say that, I guess, with a little bit of confidence of what we saw Saturday. Obviously, the Warriors got to go out there and win it. But, man, the magnitude and the shift of if they can get this one tonight and go back to Houston just in, 24 hours Wednesday – and try to wrap that thing up to really get rest, man.
Yeah, I think the only thing I'd be worried about with Butler not playing tonight is Steph having to do it again, essentially, is have another game like Saturday night, and maybe even better than that if he doesn't get the help that he got on Saturday night. But the way I look at this is I would not allow the Warriors being up 2-1 to persuade me one way or the other. If they were down 2-1 or up 2-1, I would utilize the same caution or the same aggressiveness, whatever they do, because you gotta remember too that if Butler doesn't play tonight and the Warriors lose, well, that's well and great that he's coming back for game five, but you just lost home court advantage again.
Yeah.
And so that's, that's something to factor in. If Butler can play, I think he should play. If he doesn't think he can or he's hampered too much, then I think he should sit out.
It's just, it's so funny, real quick here, Stani, it's so funny that I sit here, me personally, and throw rocks at the, no pun intended, at the Rockets sometimes about squandering opportunities. But the fact of the matter is, as much as I run my mouth and it reeks of confidence in regard to this series, it was 80-80 with 7:30 left in this game. So nothing's been easy, right? You got two top of the line defense is going at it, but Stani, it was 80-80, and the reason I bring that up is this could have went a different route. You know what I'm saying? And if you're down, the series is 2-2, and then there's no Butler tonight, then what are you facing? But I just got to put some respect on the Rockets' name for their inept offense or offensively challenged team. but being in the game in the fourth on the road, tied up.
Yeah.
We got Curry, they don't.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 if you want to jump into the conversation or jump into the text line. That's the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line if you want to send a message to us on 95.7 The Game. Let's get Matt in Louisville. Hey, Matt, how you doing, man?
I'm good, guys. Good show. Normally in Oakland, but I'm traveling this week, so caught you on YouTube.
All right.
I just had a quick hit about this. About this discussion about the future of Houston's offense. Houston's not a team I followed super closely this season until this series, but after watching them for a few games, they're really young. They're really offensively challenged. I do think they're a piece away, even if they get a couple more years under their belt. Shingun's great, but I don't see him as a true number one on like a championship caliber team. I see him maybe as a number two ceiling. I don't know who's available out there. They're young enough. Maybe they can draft their way into it, but I would throw out an Anthony Edwards or a Jalen Brunson or Kawhi. Like, imagine them trading a couple guys, getting someone like that on the team. I'm not scared of them right now. I would be scared of a team like that. If they had a true crunch time, I just need a bucket, go get me a bucket, last 5 minutes guy. I think that's what they need. And I think if they get that in the next couple seasons, whenever it's right, they're going to be scary. Right now, cross my fingers, not quite as scared of them. That's my thought.
Gotcha.
Just curious what you guys think.
Well, I'm of the opinion that you put Edwards on any team, and they got a shot right now. Brunson, I don't. He's going to hamper the growth of everybody on that team because he's so ball dominant. Kawhi, sure. If you can get Kawhi. How old's he now? Like 33, 34?
But well, how dull is he really after all the Carfax reports?
Yeah. I mean, the one thing I wouldn't do if I'm Houston is get an old player.
Right.
If you can get a guy in his prime.
Where's Durant at in regard to that? Too old for you?
Yes.
Nah.
He's 36.
I'm disappointed in him, but I think he would help this. I'm telling you, Stoney.
How about this? He would kill them on the defensive end because they got five guys who play really hard on defense. He can't play both ways anymore.
But could it be like Luka when he was with Dallas and he had help and he could get beat? And when he was with Dallas, he had guys that helped him, so it wasn't that glaring.
So if you got Kevin Durant, you'd play the on the Rockets, you'd play him like Luka played in Dallas.
I know, I wouldn't play. I just used that as an example. The bottom line is if you told me I could swap out Green and some young studs.
Well, who are the young studs?
None of the starters. Like, maybe Smith Jr. is out of here or some draft picks, but the major piece would be Jalen Green. Stoney, I think this Rocket team is lethal then.
I think you're thinking of Kevin Durant 10 years ago. You mad at me for saying that?
No, he's living the life. I'm not. Well,
no, he lived the life.
I work with you, so I am.
He lived the life.
Yeah.
But as Bob Dylan said, the times they are a-changing. And Kevin Durant.
You're down on him. I appreciate it.
He's a great player, but he's 36, 37 years old. I mean,
Curry's 37.
I wouldn't.
That look like he's slowing down anytime soon.
Right.
You got to go, my brother.
Okay. Oh, we got to go, my brother. All right. What's coming up in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Everything possible to try to play tonight in game four. Everything in his power he's been doing. Treatment, workouts on the court over the last 24 hours, and then today was a full participant at shoot around. I'm told the Warriors and Jimmy Butler are expecting him to make his return tonight in game four.
Jimmy Buckets!
Now, all right, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, that was Sham Sharani of ESPN.
Yeah,
let's go. Jimmy Butler's going to play tonight in Game 4.
Woo!
He missed Game 3, obviously, and three quarters of Game 2. So Jimmy Butler is going to play tonight. And the reason I think that's big, not only because he's Jimmy Butler, it's because I think you were asking Steph to do another Steph thing.
Right.
Which, not that he can't do, but it'll sure help that he's got Jimmy Butler alongside of him. Again, Sham Sharani of ESPN reporting that it looks like Jimmy Butler is going to play tonight. Good news for the Warriors, and we'll see if they can get up 3-1 against the Houston Rockets.
No doubt. And take a stranglehold on this series.
All right, so I wrote this down. I write a lot of stuff down during the games, and I want everybody to really take a listen to what I'm about to say here, because it's going to be unforeseen. But I do have to make a distinction. And
look how the boss is staring.
I'll start out, Gu, by asking you, who is my favorite player of all time?
Larry Legend.
That's right. It's Larry Bird.
Thank you, Evan.
Now, you will never get me to say that Steph Curry's a better basketball player than Larry Bird. I just don't think he is. I think Bird did it all. He passed, he rebounded, he scored. But I will say this. Curry's more impactful than Bird was. And I can't believe I'm saying that. But he is. I've never seen a player where the game is just dictated by him,
man,
almost every single play down the court. I mean, the idea that every game he's going to make 3 to 5 shots that just, you know, take your breath away and demoralize the other team, and then the whole gravity thing, which is very real. You know, you can play a great game against the Warriors, but Steph might be able to get it done by himself. I'm not saying that's what he did Game 3 because he got some help, but, I mean, Steph Curry was completely in control of that game after the first quarter, and you can never judge how he's going to play by the first quarter of a game. You can never judge how he's going to play at halftime of a game. You can never assume how he's going to play after 3 quarters of a game, because he can make it all up in a short period of time. But, I mean, Curry was – he was terrific again, and he's been terrific in Games 1 and 3 in this series.
And, you know, I'm proud of you. I really am. That wasn't going out on a limb like we all thought. A lot of people.
Oh, it was for me. But oh, that was going out on a limb for me.
When Larry came out and got drafted, Larry and Magic lived up, if not did more than what they were supposed to be, and saved the league. I get that. But, Stani, when Steph Curry got drafted and came in with those gimpy ankles and he got that contract, when people were kind of wondering way back when, what are the Warriors doing? And for him to be what he is now, and I'm going to go here since you didn't. I'm going to keep it to my era, Stani. We can make an argument or go to the tail of the tape in regard to whose era this has been, LeBron or Steph. And Steph has never had the benefit, and I love me some LeBron James and what he's done and stood for. But he was in the East when he was going to all those finals. The bottom line is, when I watch a Curry flurry and I watch Steph perform, or the game's in the balance, and this goes to all the great ones, but Stani, there's nothing like a guy coming past half court that can pull up from the logo or do the things that we're seeing this guy do. And now he's basically at the LeBron James phase of his career, to where you're defying age now. And LeBron's already 40 and doing that. But if you're telling me we got another 3 years of this Steph Curry Bay Area, I mean, just get on your knees and pray. Just say thank you to the basketball gods for bringing him and the Warriors drafting him. Because, Steiny, I'm starting to tingle in regard to, I'm focused on tonight. I really am. And the Rockets. But where this thing may end up and go, and if he can somehow get 5, I'm just like, this is crazy, and that's all. In my Rick Barry voice, this is crazy. It truly is. He's incredible.
Yep. And you can all thank David Kahn.
David Kahn.
You know who he is?
No.
He was the general manager of the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Right.
Who took Flynn. 2 point guards before Curry.
Flynn, and who's my other guy?
Ricky Rubio and Johnny Flynn.
Where is Kahn?
He's in a cave.
Wow.
I don't know where he is, but he's nowhere to be found in public. Let's go to Coach Duran in Union City.
The U.
Hey, Coach, how you doing, man?
Steiny Goo, what's up, fellas?
Hey, hey,
yeah.
Oh, man, it's on tonight. This is going to be spectacular. Warriors, Rockets, here's my prediction.
Oh.
It's not going to be easy. Ain't no walk in the park, but I'm going to go Warriors by five. I'll go 103-98. I think we barely squeezed by. Might be a close one. But, yeah, hopefully they got me a Big Nate's barbecue with a pulled pork tonight. But, yeah, I'm going Warriors by five. Let's take this home, Dub Nation. It's our time.
Wow. By five, Stoney, they crack a C-note again. 100 points.
That's a prediction, ladies and gentlemen. That's a prediction. Let's go to Nick in Ohio. What's going on, Nick? How you doing, man?
Hey, fellas. Man, I'm doing great. And the Warriors are looking good. I hate to bring up JK, but I'm going to do it hopefully the last time. I have to change my view. You know, like many Warrior fans, I thought he was going to be the next whatever, you know, and I've been pulling for him. And I, you know, I've had this thing attitude about Kerr. Why isn't he, you know, getting on Kerr, and he's not, why does everybody else see it, but Kerr doesn't see it? And it kind of poisoned my view of possibly one of the greatest coaches of all time in NBA history. That we, you know, that me, I don't know basketball, but Kerr has 9 rings. He knows basketball. And I'm just going to go in all in with Kerr from here on out. After yesterday's game, not so much because of JK's mediocre play, but because with the circumstances with Jimmy out and all the stuff going on, that Kerr could come up with this win. I don't know. I just feel like he's gold, and I'm just going to go with him all the way. I'm all in with Kerr now. And JK, he'd come around when he comes around, but, you know, he had a chance to really shine.
Yeah.
And, you know, you see him just kind of standing around, you know, he gets the ball, he doesn't know where to go, he shoots it out. He's just, you know, he's a project, and but Kerr is a Hall of Famer, so I'm all in with Steve Kerr, and whatever he decides, I'm going with it.
Thanks, Nick. Appreciate the call.
You're riding with Kerr? Can't go wrong.
I mean, from a practical standpoint, you know, Kuminga's in a lot of trouble here.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's the short term and the long term. And
they're coming to a head.
I'd love to see Kuminga get another 4 years of growth on this team. But the reality of the situation is, if he's on this team, he's going to show up to training camp next year, and he's not going to be a starter. He can't be a starter as long as Draymond Green and Jimmy Butler are on the team.
No.
And I don't think he wants to come off the bench. And if there's a team out there that wants to offer him a contract, it's still going to be up to the Warriors whether or not they match it. And if it's a reasonable number, perhaps they'll do it. But there's just no room, as long as Butler and Draymond are on this team, for Kuminga.
Nah, and I think you hit it out the park, last week when you said, you know, who actually got traded when Jimmy Butler came to town, because Jonathan Kuminga was impacted. But the bottom line is, Donnie, I look at it this way. You just said it. The next 2 to 3 years, Steph, Dre, and Jimmy are going nowhere, right? And that's a beautiful thing for the Golden State Warrior fans and the team. But with that said, I'm just asking, and for Coach and Vallejo and all the Kuminga fans, I'm in the club, but I'm dealing in reality. Guy Santos, it looks like, can give you what Kuminga's given you and more. So why would you spend an extra dime that you don't have to and get the production that's needed for a spot like Kuminga's, or overpay Kuminga and wait for 3 or 4 years for those guys that you just mentioned to be out the way and for him to grow into? Like, the first 4 years were the first 3 years pre-Jimmy. That was the time for Kuminga to almost make it. And sometimes it felt like there's no way he's not going to don another uniform, or he is our future. And I felt that way. I don't feel that way today. And I'm just wondering, you got a guy like Guy Santos and others that are giving you the intangibles, and maybe that's all you need. Because, Donnie, the rat on the table, brought to you by Echo Pest Control, is he's not going to be able to be a superstar as this team is currently constructed.
And he's not going to be able to be a superstar anywhere unless he gets better at a lot of different things. I mean, the one thing, I don't put Gui Santos in Kuminga's, in the Kuminga group. There's no way Gui Santos should be a more effective player than Kuminga.
Who was that on?
It's on Kuminga.
Yeah, no doubt.
Who else could it be?
That was the answer I was looking
and,
for.
You know, the other thing is this Kuminga thing, I think, is quietly being put to bed this year because why are the Warriors – what are some of the reasons the Warriors are succeeding? Well, one reason is they've got a young player, Moses Moody, who's contributing. They have a second-round rookie contributing in Quentin Post. They've got a second-year player in Pajemski contributing. They are in the playoffs. So it's not a year where the Warriors aren't winning. The Warriors are winning, and Kerr is utilizing young players. So it tells me that there's nothing personal against Kuminga.
No doubt.
It's just he hasn't gotten the opportunity on this team for a variety of different reasons. And he'll become a restricted free agent in the offseason. We'll see what happens.
And I'll say this.
I don't know what's going to happen with Kuminga in the offseason. I'd be shocked if somebody offers. I'd be shocked if somebody offers 20 for him, to be quite honest. And, you know, if somebody offers him the mid-level exception, maybe that's something you can match without even thinking twice about it.
Yeah, because it all boils down to just like our job. When I walk in, I see security and I see all kind of different people in our building, but they can all love me and think I'm the greatest guy in the world. But, Stani, you know whose opinion matters the most? A guy from Chicago named Matt Nahegan. And
he's from the suburbs, though.
Well, he's from the shot. The bottom
Lake
line
Forest,
is,
in fact, right. Probably.
Shout out Gurney, Illinois. But the bottom line is there's something Kuminga's not doing to impress Kerr or you know, to grow that trust. And that's just what it is. And I don't ever want to do a radio show, nor have we ever, where – any subject we touch is like, oh, my God, not this again. But this kind of naturally happened because, and it stems from, Jonathan Kuminga's intangibles. He's got all of it, but he's just not put it together in this system.
I mean, I think he doesn't have any intangibles. I think he's got athleticism.
Well, that's what, and the height, the length.
Yeah, well, you got to
know. The motor.
You got to know how to play the game. You got to know how to play the game. And whether he can or he can't, Kerr doesn't think he can.
And
hasn't thought he can for a while. And I don't know. If I asked you right now, has Kuminga gotten better in 4 years? How would you answer? I'd say a little. I think he's gotten a little better.
I would say, and I'm being real, as the president of the Kuminga fan club, not good enough.
Yeah. Let's go to James in San Jose. Hey, James, how
James.
You doing? No, there is no James. Austin,
there's a Rick James.
Austin in Redwood City. How you doing, Austin? What's going on?
I am doing pretty good. Hey, I got a quick question for y'all.
Hi.
Y'all said, who's better to me, LeBron or Curry in this day and age? I think Curry's better and has been a better player. Just the simple fact that he sells out the arenas. Without no Curry in the playoffs, I feel like the ratings are down. The ratings are way more up when Curry's in the playoffs. And not only that, Curry never cried for help. I believe he only asked help twice in his career. Then LeBron always after super team after super team after super team complaining that he needs help. And not only that, one of the last who ended the super teams? I believe Dirk Nowitzki ended the super teams, beating Miami in the finals or whatnot. Am I correct with that?
Yes.
Yeah. So with that being said, I feel like Curry is the better player, just overall. He's holding the lead on his back. Yeah.
I mean, I would take Curry right now over LeBron.
Well, he's beat him three times on the biggest stage.
Yeah, I just mean right now as a player. Yeah. I mean, I would have probably always taken LeBron over the course of his career, but I think Curry's a better player than LeBron right now.
Yeah, and they're both defying father time.
And I would like to correct one thing, though, from our guy.
Austin.
Yeah. He's right. Curry hasn't cried for help. He gets Draymond to do that for him.
Now, that's too funny. KD and Jimmy. Yeah. Nothing wrong with a little help.
No. But, you know, that's Curry's too good for that. He pawns it off to Draymond, who's happy to do it. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. But as far as transcending and revolutionizing the game, as much as I love LeBron, that's Steph's, Donnie. And we're watching it right now. Just go to a local gym, high school, CYO. And kids are, the three ball is what, forget the slam dunk. That's over. It's the three ball era. And my gosh, Kobe. Man.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number, although you're going to have to hustle to get in. If you're just joining us, Jimmy Butler, it looks like he's going to play tonight.
Jimmy.
That is being reported by Sham Sharania of ESPN. I would say that things are trending in the right direction for Jimmy Butler to play. And now the question is, how effective can he be with the pelvis injury? I got to believe that he's feeling pretty good.
Yeah.
If he's going to get out there. But yeah, one more time, Sham Sharani reporting that things are trending in a positive direction for Jimmy Butler. And if the Warriors win tonight, they go up 3-1 and game five will be Wednesday at Houston.
I love the games. Fast, quick, in a hurry, Stoney.
By the way,
you know where you're watching tonight?
Probably at home.
All right.
I've had a good time watching at home by myself lately, quite frankly. If you haven't heard, Damian Lillard's out for the rest of the season. He tore an Achilles. The NBA acknowledged that Josh Hart fouled Tim Hardaway Jr.
Oh, they're going to replay it.
Yeah. Nice try.
Who cares?
I'll tell you what. I'm going to just throw a curveball at you. Can you handle it?
They got to come in.
What do you think about Shedeur Sanders going in the fifth round?
All right, I'm going to be real.
Deion Sanders' son, who's a quarterback at Colorado.
You played the card you thought you had, and I'm talking to the Sanders family. You thought your son was that guy, Cam Newton. He was not that guy. You could be a bank robber, and if you can throw the ball or they think you can win, they'll draft you in a second. So I honestly, truly believe there is no collusion. The black quarterbacks are everywhere, so it's not that. It's just I think this kid, and reports are coming out, was thought he rolled up in these private meetings with headphones on, doing the do, thinking he was bigger than the program. Now, do I think, Stoney, some dudes that got drafted quarterbacks sooner than him, you know, that wasn't fair a little bit, but the bottom line is you aren't good enough like you and your father thought, and the NFL sent you a message. Now you lick your wounds, you go to the lab, and if you are as good as you thought you were or think you are, it'll all come out in the wash. But as far as this, the cry me a river, it is what it is. I don't think your team was 4-8, and you had the telltale where you were patting the ball. And what's the Eddie Munster on ESPN, Mel Kiper? How much did they buy you off for you to just lose all insight on the draft and just turn into this plant, this stand for the Sanders family? I hate it. I love Deion. Bastani, you asked me, and I'm doing it. I don't think he's that good. Don't tell me they had a vendetta on you and an agenda. Stop it. We'll see, right?
Were they 4-8?
Yeah.
Really? I thought they won more games than that. Anyway, it was pretty
interesting. What did you think? Getting too much attention for your taste, or are you curious?
Well, you got too much attention before the draft. Mm-hmm. So once you get all that attention before the draft, then depending on where you go, you're going to get just as much attention.
So, last thing, if he were doing these things in the private meeting, just, you know, making it be like, please, I'm the man. Are you shocked the word didn't get around that if he was being that unprofessional? Let's show this kid.
Yeah, I mean, if he went into meetings and
allegedly,
you know, acted like
I'm bigger,
you know,
than,
the organization yeah. needed him more than the more than he needed the organization. Yeah, I mean, if I had any doubts about his you know, his ability, then I'd probably pass on him. I'm just looking at his numbers, though. They're pretty impressive. Yeah. He led the league in he led the college football in completions, attempts, completion percentage, yards, yeah, okay, and touchdowns. Not to mention yards per attempt and yards per game and quarterback rating. So he had a nice college career. And wait, he played 13 games last year. How could they be 4-8?
What was the record?
Well, he played 13.
Well, he must have went to a bowl game.
Let me see. Let me look. Schedule and results. Yeah, they were 9-4. He just kind of transposed.
What did I say?
4-8.
Oh.
Because I seem to remember they won some games early. Anyway, Goo, listen.
What is going on here?
I'll tell you what's going on. I'm working with a guy with a 143 IQ, and that kind of trivial, that's not where he gets his knowledge from. He gets it from other places.
Experience.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly right. We got crossover coming up next.
Yeah, they're at the
Willard
team store, Stanley.
And Dibs, they're at the team store at Thrive City, and they're going to be there till 6 o'clock. And, of course, that's the site of the game tonight between the Golden State Warriors and the Houston Rockets, ladies and gentlemen. Game 4 tonight, 7 o'clock tip, 6 o'clock Warriors live. Employee pricing for all is on right now at Ceramani Ford in Colma. You pay what we pay, no markups, no nonsense. Stop by Ceramani Boulevard or shop 24/7 at ceramaniford.com. Ceramani Ford, from America, for America.